WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:06, we have 17 degrees, your current temperature. Look for cloudy skies, the high near 43 here today. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. In the latest local news, a jury is now considering whether the city of Council Bluffs and two retired police detectives should pay millions to two Omaha men convicted in a 1977 murder but later released after spending decades in prison. The case went to the jury Friday after 21 days of arguments and testimony in the U.S. District Court in Des Moines. Jurors will decide if Terry Harrington and Curtis McGee should be compensated for the 25 years they spent in prison. Both men were sentenced to life for murder but were freed after courts concluded that they had been wrongfully convicted. The men claim retired officers Dan Larson and Lyle Brown coerced witnesses into lying and hid evidence of another suspect. Harrington is seeking more than $60 million and McGee is seeking more than $50 million. An employee of Mid-American Auto was approached and robbed by two men in all black clothing at 20 South 15th Street in Council Bluffs on Friday. The victim was locking the gates when he was approached by two men, one of which had a handgun and whom demanded he give him his wallet. The employee attempted to struggle with the suspect holding the gun while the suspect struck him in the face with the weapon. The victim then cooperated and turned over his wallet. The two suspects fled to South 15th Street and 2nd Avenue, where a white car pulled up and allowed the two men to get in and escape on 2nd Avenue heading in the westerly direction. And anyone has any information on that incident, they are asked to call the Council Bluffs Police Investigation Division at 712-328-4728 or 712-328-STOP to leave any information there anonymously. Also last night, Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Joshua Kenneth Walcott, age 25, of Red Oak, for OWI second offense following a traffic stop at Summit Street and Miller Avenue in Red Oak. Walcott was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. Also in the latest news, the Adams County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest yesterday at 1:41 p.m. of Stephen Baucom Jr. of Red Oak. He was arrested for driving, pulled over for speeding, and was arrested for driving while suspended, speeding, and no proof of insurance. And he was taken into custody on $448 bond. Another Iowa educator is a finalist to become superintendent of the Omaha District in Nebraska. The district said Friday that Superintendent Stephen Murley of the Iowa City Schools is one of three finalists. Murley took over in Iowa City in 2010 after working in Wisconsin. The Omaha Board is trying to replace John Macchiel, who retired in August after 15 years. In April, the board hired former Des Moines Superintendent Nancy Sebring, but she withdrew in June after sexually explicit emails sent to and from her work account became public. Two other finalists for the Omaha job are the Chief Academic Officer for the District of Columbia Public Schools, Carrie Wright, and also Mark Evans, who is superintendent at Andover Public Schools in Kansas. The Atlantic Police Department on Friday morning released additional information about a two-vehicle accident that occurred on Thursday evening. As we had mentioned earlier, the crash involved a Ford Escape SUV and a GMC pickup. Officials say the SUV driven by Jennifer Simons of Atlantic and the pickup driven by Connie Polson of Atlantic were both traveling south on Highway 6 at 3:40 p.m. on Thursday when Simons stopped for oncoming traffic prior to turning left onto 22nd Street. Polson failed to stop in time, and the pickup she was driving rear-ended the SUV, causing a total of $20,000 damage. Simons and a passenger in her vehicle were transported to the Cass County Memorial Hospital for treatment of minor injuries. Atlantic Police Officer Spencer Walton told KJAN News on Thursday that a child passenger in the SUV was properly buckled in. It did not appear to have any injuries, while the driver suffered abrasions or other minor injuries to her legs. The APD says Polson was cited for failure to maintain control. Iowa City police have used DNA on socks left at the scene of a grocery burglary nearly 3 years ago to make an arrest in the case. The Iowa City Press Citizen reports that police arrested 24-year-old Samuel Lockett on Wednesday on suspicion of burglary, criminal mischief, and theft, and Lockett remains jailed on $5,000 bond. The Iowa Supreme Court has appointed a committee to clarify rules regarding the media's ability to use computers and cell phones to record courtroom proceedings. The court appointed a 15-member committee yesterday to review rules that have allowed the media to use cameras and other audio recording devices in Iowa courtrooms since 1979. Two Iowa attorneys are prohibited from practicing law for at least 6 months after their involvement in separate unlawful real estate deals. Former Clark County attorney Ronald Wheeler and Davenport attorney Paul Bieber had their licenses suspended by the Iowa Supreme Court on Friday. Authorities have released the names of the drivers in a fatal collision between a pickup and a sport utility vehicle in a rural area of suburban Omaha, Nebraska. Sarpy County Sheriff's Office identified the dead pickup driver as 30-year-old Zachary Austin of Mason City, Iowa. Austin was pronounced dead at the scene on Wednesday. 16-year-old Mackenzie Bauer is being treated at an Omaha hospital. Two Burlington men have been charged with felonies after authorities alleged they were driving boats while drunk, which caused a collision on the Mississippi River in May that killed four people. 21-year-old Joseph Shire Jr. and 22-year-old Douglas Metcalf were charged on Friday with boating while intoxicated, causing a death in four counts of involuntary manslaughter. Authorities say that men were shuttling partiers from an island sandbar to shore in the early morning hours of May 19th when their boats crashed in the dark. Killed were Matthew House, Jacob Boyd, Caitlin Ashley, and Blake Eakins, and all were in their early 20s and from Burlington. No trial date has been scheduled. The cases are not yet listed in online court records. And members of the University of Iowa Faculty Committee at the school's education college have resigned from their post amid a dispute over records about the dean. The Des Moines Register reports Friday that an email by the Faculty Advisory Committee at the College of Education said that the seven members were quitting because they felt they could no longer act as a liaison between the administration and faculty. They also cited that the committee's chairman, Volker Thomas, was forced to protect his personal integrity. Thomas and another faculty member say University Provost P. Barry Butler and another top-ranking official demanded records showing dissatisfaction with College of Education Dean Margaret Croco be destroyed. Butler has refuted that the records have been destroyed. Two high-ranking officials at the University of Iowa demanded that records showing dissatisfaction with the dean be released, according to the faculty. And that is a developing story. More information will be released as that becomes available. Taking a look now here this morning at your funeral announcements. Charlotte Lewis, age 96, of Greenfield, died Tuesday at the Community Care Center in Stuart. Funeral services for Charlotte Lewis will be held on Sunday at 2 p.m. at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Michael Meredith Colbum, age 58, of Wyota, died unexpectedly on Wednesday from a fall. Memorial services for Michael Colbum will be held on Monday at 10:30 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church, with a luncheon to follow. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has the arrangements. Bernadine Bauer, age 86, of rural Bridgewater, died Wednesday at her daughter's home. Funeral services for Bernadine Bauer will be held Wednesday at 10 a.m. at the Cumberland Community Center. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has the arrangements. James Edgar McCallan, age 43, of Ashland, Oregon, died Tuesday in Nevada. Services for James McCallan are currently pending at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Marilyn Busey, age 57, a lifelong Cass County resident, died on Friday at the Hospice with Heart in Council Bluffs. And funeral services for Marilyn Busey are currently pending with the Roland Funeral Service in Atlantic. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements this 7 o'clock hour here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.